The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
I'm dropping the bombs on C-Town, falling with all in confidence, surrounded by a million fans. Join on and I know you can find me all the champions. It's time for the mistake on the league to make a statement. We're trying not to break you, but you're laying on the pavement. We're gonna stamp it all free as we achieve it. Shake as we awake from the dream of a better Cleveland. Hear the
sound of the crowd. Welcome back to the C4 Podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem, and this is my Cavs Cast. Last night, the Cavs, they blew it. They blew it big time against the Spurs. They went out to the biggest lead anybody's held against them all season and ended up losing by four in a game that was not even that close. I don't know what else to say except for I think everybody's overreacting. Twitter is going berserk saying they need to make some moves, they need to make some trades, etc., etc. Things are going horrible. This is the third game this season where they had more turnovers than assists. They lost the first two. One of them was to Toronto, I think, and the other one was against Miami where LeBron and Kyrie did not play. Last night's problem, more than anything else, wasn't the defense by Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving, and it wasn't the fact that Mozgov has become nothing and falls down more than he blocks shots. Honestly, last night was a case of the Cavs getting tight again, and everybody watches LeBron, and he dribbles the ball for 10 minutes, and they get a shot up at the end of the clock. Now, when the Cavs were filled with a roster with names like Ira Neubel, Darius Miles, Eric Williams, Tony Battee, Sasha Pavlovich, when their second best player for a stretch was Larry Hughes, who ended up becoming nothing except for a corpse with an eye drop tattoo next to his cheek that he got during the NBA Finals, unfortunately, because his brother died, but was a non-entity that entire series and pretty much the rest of his career. When those guys are on the team, I get dribbling the ball. But the Cavs actually have some offensive talent, and none of them can handle it when LeBron dribbles the arrow ball. Now, I get Kyrie Irving was off, and he was having trouble all night long, and his shot was just not there. I get it. But he is the only person on the Cavs I want to see dribbling the ball more for two seconds without moving. Because he's the only one who's actually good at it. LeBron is a great ball handler, but every time he dribbles the ball, it's going to end in a fadeaway for him or jump shot with 2 seconds left on the clock for somebody else. The problem is LeBron is so good, he can get away with that against almost anybody. But Kawhi Leonard is that guy that gets him out of his game. He can't do that against him. When he had his success last night attacking the basket, it was in the second quarter with a lot of two-man action with Dellavedova. He was getting the ball in post-ups and off the ball cutting, and he was scoring against Leonard. And he was actually scoring at the rack. When it went in the second half and he's fading away, that's the one guy that's going to keep up with him. He's not faster than him. He's slightly taller than him, but Leonard's got really long arms and he's slightly stronger than him. Besides that, Leonard can match up with him pretty close athletically. I mean, he's not quite there, but on defense, it's enough. So So why does LeBron insist on always trying to beat Leonard? You know why the Cavs beat the Spurs last year? Because Kyrie Irving had 57 fucking points. That's not really good basketball by everybody else. LeBron cannot take Leonard one-on-one. And that is the one thing, more than anything else, that scares me about a possible NBA Finals matchup with the Spurs. Because I'm afraid LeBron is going to lose two games before he realizes, oh, I can't do the same thing I do all the time. The guy might be the smartest basketball player on the planet, but he's also a guy. You know, he's got pride. He's got feelings. I'm sure every time he's out there, he's trying to prove he can go one-on-one. But I think the jury's out, and he can't. There's a lot of other stuff. I will say, after watching last night's game, anybody who said they wanted Aldridge over Love has to be crazy. He did nothing. He totally disappeared. It didn't seem like he didn't get enough shot attempts either. He's taller than Love, yet somehow is a worse rebounder. That makes, and he's taller and jumps higher, but Love's a much, much better rebounder. I think that's the one thing people forget when they say we should trade Love. He's a better rebounder than anybody, even Tristan Thompson. And maybe not offensive. Tristan, I'll give him the edge there. But where are you going to replicate that with the guy? You want to trade for Markieff Morris? Get out of my face. That guy's a joke and he's angry. No. And Irving and Love are susceptible in pick and roll defense. I get it. But the problem is Irving's playing and he's funneling Parker in because last year there was a shot blocker that could help him out every time somebody got past him and got to the hole. Love is guarding Tim Duncan, who's 3 inches taller than him, if not 4 inches taller than him. And even though he played very good positional defense, Love squeaked those little old man hit the bottom of the rim and roll over hook shots over him. They're not really a hook. It's kind of like a push off one hand. I don't even know how to describe it. But wouldn't it be great if there was a guy who was over 7 feet tall that could actually guard him? Wouldn't it be great if there was a guy on the Cavs who was there to block shots and patrol the lane and was actually good? Wouldn't it be great if there was a guy getting attention for his play on the court more for people not understanding why he's riding a bear in a Cavs promotional giveaway commercial? I don't know what's going on, but something has to be done about Timofey Mozgov. I've got a few ideas of things that we could do to improve Timofey Mozgov's morale. Before I get into my ideas, here is his commercial of him wearing a Mozgov winter hat riding a bear.
In the land hails a man from Russia, sworn to defend the Cavalier's paint. Opponents shiver in their sneakers at the sheer sight of Mozgov in his winter hat. Mozgov Winter Hat Giveaway, January 23rd. Be there or be forever cold.
Good bear, good bear.
Now, if you are a Cavs fan, a real Cavs fan, you know that any Mozgov Winter Hat has to be covered in the word fuck, and you have to wear it out in public, because that's what Mozgov would do. Because last year, he went to Heinen's downtown, and he wore a hat that said fuck on it and glasses like he was trying to hide undercover, forgetting the fact that he was 7'1". And it's one of the funniest pictures you'll ever see. It's posted at C4Pod if you haven't seen it. It's actually an amazing picture. So that's the first mistake with his winter hat. The second mistake is this promotion is being held when he's playing horribly and he's been benched and it's clear he's not taking it well. So I decided the one thing that's different this year than last year is that Mozgov looks sad. He's not happy and he's not contributing. Sure, the knee surgery is what set him down this path. I understand that. But at this point, his mental state needs improved. So a few of my suggestions, all of my suggestions, are to get him to improve his mental state. I did some research and I found a site called advanttour.com. It's a travel tour for a travel website for Russia. And it's one of the coolest holidays in Russia that they have is called Maslensia. And it is Pancake Week. Apparently, according to this website, it says perhaps the most cheerful holiday in Russia is Pancake Week. This holiday is considered to come from pre-Christian times when the Slavs were still pagans. In the old days, Maslenitsa was for remembrance of the dead. So the burning of the figure of Maslenitsa means her funeral, and blini, which are pancakes, kolifia. But with time, the Russians longing for fun and entertainment turned the sad holiday into jolly Maslenitsa with blini, round, yellow, and hot as the sun, sledding and horse sleigh riding, fist fights, and mother-in-law chatting. The rituals of Maslenitsa are very unusual and interesting because they combine the end of the winter holiday rituals and the opening of new spring festivals and ceremonies, which were to promote a rich harvest. Now, a lot of that sounds like All-Star Weekend for the NBA, except I would get rid of the mother-in-law chatting and replace it with Instagram escorts hooking their way all over town, because I think there's a lot more of that. But I think that's a great time for the cast to celebrate Maslenitsa to improve Mozgov's morale. You have All-Star break coming up. Mozgov will have nothing to do. He's going to be in town. I think this is a perfect time for David Blatt, who is the coach of the Russian national team, to have all the team, once the game's over, because the Cavs should hopefully have three players there and J.R. Smith should be in the three-point shootout. Once those four players are back, say Monday, the Cavs have a big, huge pancake breakfast, and during it, they bring over Mozgov's mother-in-law from Russia, and they make a ton of pancakes, just delicious pancakes. You get tons of pancakes all over the place. And then they go out back of the practice facility in Independence and they sled ride for hours. Now, if there's one thing that will improve Mozgov, it is celebrating Maslenitsa. One of my other ideas for Mozgov's is, instead of coming out to whatever song that Cavs come out to now, they should take a page from 1980s WWF, and they should have Mozgov come to center court before each game and sing the Russian national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Volkov requests that you all rise and respect his singing of the Soviet national anthem.
You don't need to import the Iron Sheik to yell at people. You don't need anybody. You could actually have maybe Matthew Dellavedova, and he could be like, "Oi, mate, Australia, number one. Russia, number one. USA, hack P." You could have anybody do it. But the point is, Mozgov singing the Russian national anthem should make him feel at home and bring his level of play back up to where it needs to be. And if that doesn't work, take a page from modern day WWE and get him a really hot blonde chick to accompany him everywhere he goes on the court. She can be sitting at the bench. She could be standing on the baseline. She can walk out with him during the introductions. This is something that needs to be done. I think managers in the NBA are long overdue, and I think entourages being on the court are something that it, and I think entourages sitting at the bench to hype up their clients are something that needs to be done. LeBron's basically had his management team all sitting in the row behind the Cavs bench. What's his name? Randy Mims? All those guys from LRMR, they're almost always back in the day sitting right behind the Cavs bench. So you got that. Give Mozgov a hot Russian blonde chick who's not actually Russian, but just say she is, as long as she can speak Russian. Just hire Lana from WWE. I'm sure she's got nothing going on right now. So that's my other suggestion. My last suggestion is, let's get Mozgov some dance lessons. Last year, I suggested making a Kickstarter so that Iman Shumpert never dribbled again. Maybe we should get Mozgov some ballet. He's from Russia. They love the ballet over there. And lately, he's been falling down a lot. A lot. And maybe that means his balance needs to be improved. So let's go get some Russian ballet artists and have them teach him more about balance. Because right now, the Cavs need to salvage Mozgov. They can get away without Mozgov against almost every team, but against the Spurs, they will need Mozgov. So they need to get him. They just need to get him back. Now, maybe this hat giveaway will work. Maybe it won't. Maybe he'll say, wow, I got my own hat. I got a commercial of me riding a bear. It's time for me to step my play up. But considering how sad he looks, it probably won't. And if all that fails, let's throw Varejao out there and see what he can do, because this isn't working right now. Thompson was much better coming off the bench, bringing energy against the second unit, getting dunks, just getting the Cavs to up their play a level. We need Yamazi. We need Mozgov back. We need Mozgov back. We need the guy who scored 30 plus in the NBA Finals back. We do not need this sad guy falling down. The Cavs play Golden State Monday. It should be the next biggest game of the season. I can't wait. This time they're at home, and I think they're going to pull it off. But you know me, I'm an optimist when it comes to the Cavs. I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. We'll be back next week after the Cavs have taken on Golden State. I can't wait to see how that one turns out. Everybody have a good weekend. Go Cavs. And let's see him whoop some ass and at least close out the last third of the Texas Triangle tonight against Houston. Have a good night, everybody. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.